Welcome to episode 366 of Retail Nightmares. I am your co-ghost, Jessica Delisle. With me, as almost always, is my co-ghost, Alicia Tobin.
Meow.
And our guest, returning guest, one of our like most frequent guests.
And probably all-time favorite.
Yeah. I'll accept it. Perhaps best friend of the podcast. We're not sure. It's like a toss-up between him and Abdul, but it's Graham Clark.
Oh. Hi, Graham.
Hi, thank you for having me, you guys.
Thank you so much for being a part of our 366 episode, season two of Retail Nightmares.
366, sucking some dicks.
There you go.
It would Classic. Be great if this could be released on 420.
Maybe it will.
Yeah.
Happy 420, everyone.
Happy 420.
Oh, it's just right around the corner.
Yeah. Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to do this year?
Probably just play Elden Ring. That's all I do now is I get high and play Elden Ring.
That's a perfect way to participate in the festivities. What about you, Alicia?
Well, this fried chicken place I like has a 420 special, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
But most likely, no, I will forget. And then around 420 on 420, I'll text Jessica and say, happy 420.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'll maybe take two CBD gummies.
Ooh.
There you go.
To keep the bad dreams away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
What are the shapes of the gummies that you get? Just blobs or animals? It's
not just blobs. It comes in like a jello container. You take as many spoonfuls as you need.
Just handfuls.
Yeah. Full? They're just square. They're kind of the shape of a Starburst, but the consistency of a jelly gummy, like from an old-fashioned candy store.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
They're good, though.
Like a firm gummy.
No, they're actually kind of like wet.
Yeah, I'm out. A wet gummy.
Yeah, they changed a little bit and they became wetter. And I'm like, I did not want this change.
So the whole reason why we're doing this, I guess we should let people know kind of off the top.
Sure.
Because I feel like some people are probably just listening because like this came up in their feed and they must feel like Rip Van Winkle or something. Is that the guy who falls asleep?
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I was like, I know the reference, but not the context.
How long does he fall asleep for? 3 years?
No, it's even longer. It's like
a century or something.
It's like 100
right?
years.
So we're better than him.
But then I don't remember how the rest of the story goes. He wakes up and then I guess he's shocked by what he sees.
Yeah, maybe it's like a Futurama style.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Things change around him.
Yeah.
But it's like the Industrial Revolution happened or something. I don't know. I'm guessing. I make this a lot of guesswork. So yeah, if you listen to our last episode that came out July 11th, 2022, you might be wondering what happened in the in-between years.
What happened?
That's why this week's episode is going to be 7 hours long.
Yeah. We're going to recap in detail everything that's happened in the political sphere.
Oh, sure.
Well, one of us here loves that.
In the political rhombus.
I like talking about Biden. He was remembering Biden, guys. He was a couple years ago. Sleepy Joe.
I hope he's finally getting to nap.
Me too. No, I sincerely.
I don't. He's a war criminal. They're all terrible.
I just sincerely hope everybody old gets a nap because I feel like I'm going to. So I want everybody else, good or bad. I want every old person.
A nap can also be transformative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they go to bed evil, wake up.
But it could also go the other way then.
They could like live their whole life.
But then it would still just be probably about the same, right?
What's that?
Just the numbers would probably switch.
Cancels out.
Yeah. Would be okay.
I'll sleep when I'm dead, personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not a napper.
No.
Cannot do it.
Love them. Absolutely adore them.
I wake up in the morning, no matter what time I wake up. I never set an alarm. It's all over the place. Could be 8, could be 11. Who knows? And my eyes open and I'm just awake forever.
Yeah.
It's just like the Terminator sort of like on a mission.
Red light in eyes.
Yeah. No, I'm in the T-1000.
Yeah. I'm like liquidy.
Kind of like sleep.
Yeah. You kind of slip out of bed.
Yeah. My my slicing arm.
You get a slicing
slices
arm.
Slices off the duvet. It's
You've got
terrible.
Hook hands to help you like make the bed with.
Yeah, put on my socks.
Like every other podcast, I wish I had paid attention in the movie.
In Terminator 2?
If you ever want to rewatch Terminator 2, I'm always down.
Yeah, like I saw it when it came out in what year?
1992?
Sure. Okay.
1, 2? Yeah.
So over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
evergreen. That's yeah. maybe the best movie.
They made toys for it, but kids weren't allowed to watch it. So it was weird that everybody had the Terminator toys that had...
Kids watched it.
Wow. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I wasn't allowed. Jay watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I maybe saw it eventually at a friend's house, but no, it was off limits.
I think I saw like my friend's older brother watching it, and I kind of had a crush on the older brother, I remember. Mm. And I was like a little kid in elementary school, and I'd be like, hey, what you watching? And I remember then seeing like Edward Furlong's haircut.
Yeah.
And being like, I guess I have a crush on that boy now too. And now I've come full circle where I'm like, I'm going to get that haircut. And I am the little boy that I had a crush on.
Wow.
Who I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. That's a good sequel. That's the making of a good sequel. Comes back around, maybe solves something from the first movie, which was your initial crush.
Whoa.
So yeah.
I got to solve my crush.
You solved your crush.
It happens.
You've resolved your crush.
I feel like it's like an Ouroboros of lesbianism, I guess. Okay, so that I'm burying the lead.
Yep, you did.
I feel like there was probably clues all along. There was
along the way.
Cookie crumb clues. I probably said a lot on the podcast, if only I could be a lesbian.
Turns out
Jay, who edits the podcast, does all the music, my partner, previously referred to as my husband, mm-hmm. I can now refer to as my wife because she's trans.
Say it right.
No, because
say it right.
Because Sacha Baron Cohen's
oh yeah,
oh,
a Zionist,
okay.
So
okay.
We don't quote Borat anymore. I just say my beautiful wife.
Okay.
Also, Borat's racist.
Borat's real racist.
Borat is.
But my wife part, like we were stretching that. We were like, we were forgetting where it was coming from.
We were stretching it so
we're
thin.
Stretching it.
Like a fucking foreskin.
Pulled
Jesus. Over a
speak for
head.
Yourself.
Now you're burying the lead again.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about foreskin. Double back.
It's always relevant. Anyway, my wife, Jay, who I love, is transitioning and has been transitioning for over the last year. It's been 13 months now, I think, that she's been.
Wow.
On HRT. And so we're doing this podcast to let everyone know that we're doing a fundraiser. Maybe you heard already. Graham plugged it on Stop Podcasting Yourself.
I did indeed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we thought we'd just do a little one-off mm-hmm. to remind people that we exist and beg for money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, there's no better cause than helping out a friend and in their hour of need. Well, I guess it's an hour of
it's
need.
It's like a lifetime of need.
A lifetime of need.
Basically. Yeah. So yeah, we're pretending that 3 years didn't just pass. And this is something we do all. I mean, it's something you do all the time.
I do.
You
every
do
week.
You do this normally. Not in my apartment, though.
No, that's true. Only yeah. once a month in your apartment. You're usually gone. So that's why you don't realize it's Jay and I have recorded a podcast. It's pretty popular in Australia, but you've probably never heard of it.
This would be my favorite thing. Listening to Jay on a podcast. I was like always trying to get her to be on the podcast more. And she was always like, no, I'm shy. But now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything all makes sense. It's I finally figured it out. That was a segment we used to do. I finally figured it out.
Oh, yeah. I was just having a flashback to when Jay had to stay in the bedroom for one of our recordings because she was so sick.
Bedroom is
yeah,
really
in the
kind.
Alcove, the
my closet that has a twin bed shoved in there. Yeah, Jay was under a blanket, I think, playing Switch.
Yeah.
Aw.
And then there was another time that she was under a blanket to do like a jump scare as a potato, I think.
Was that I have no
sounds
memory.
Sounds like a fever dream.
I think it was over Zoom. So it was just like I was sitting next to a blanket for most of the podcast. And then when we did, I think it was Potato Business or something, then she jumped out from under the big brown blanket and was like, surprise, it's Big Potato.
That should be the name of the podcast, The Big Brown Blanket.
The Big Brown Blanket.
Oh, that's nice. Except That's the name of Jay and I's podcast, The Big Brown Blanket.
Down Under.
It's popular in Australia.
We're going to do a live one, probably in Brisbane.
Brisbane?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah.
Should go to Tasmania.
They won't have us.
Yeah, because of last time.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do?
Huh?
What did you do?
I don't want to get into it. My lawyer says not to talk about it anymore.
You shit on an echidna or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So you did hear about it.
I mean, word travels fast.
Yeah, it's fast like a boomerang.
The toilet community. I'm part of the toilet community now.
Okay.
This is my official coming out.
Congrats.
No, but I guess, I mean, this is... Is this a... No, I guess I already came out. We came out on our friend Fuchsia's podcast. Oh. We talked about that like a year ago, which was fun.
What podcast episode is that?
Former guest. On Fuchsia's show, it's probably like 800 and something.
Okay, well, find it, listeners.
Yeah.
Get up to date.
Yeah, I'll plug it. It'll be like episode 853 or something. I don't know.
So that was your first like coming out together to everybody, or had you already done it to friends and family?
I think both you knew already. I think, yeah, that was kind of exhausting. Oh my God.
I'll bet.
I mean, exhausting for Jay, thrilling for me, because it was like, I'd be like feeling kind of low, feeling kind of down, and I'd be like looking online, seeing who's online on like Instagram messages, being like, who can I come out to? Just get a little dopamine boost. But exhausting for Jay, because it's like, hey, hello, I hope you accept me.
Yeah, right. here's the new deal. Here's is a whole new world.
The new me.
Yeah. I got a new attitude, right?
Exactly.
You guys remember that?
She would sing that each
But
time.
I also used to always mix that song up with, I got a new girl now, and she's a lot like you.
Sing that one.
I got a new girl now,
and she's a lot like you.
That's nice.
I don't even know who sings that.
You guys.
Yeah, we did it.
Down Under.
Down Under.
But yeah, I guess this is the official Retail Nightmares coming out. I'm gay.
You're gay.
I fully gay. I mean, I guess I'm bi, but also like.
You're pretty and witty and gay. Right?
Oh, thank you.
Where's that from?
Sunday's Child is. What is it?
It's of light.
Something in
Tuesday's
something
child
in...
is full of blight. The potato disease.
Oh. Tuesday.
Also, blight is you don't want to get death blight in Elden Ring. You die immediately. Sorry, I'm a gamer now. I'm a lesbian.
So a lot has happened. Gamer now.
Yeah,
I'm more shocked by that.
Really, getting. I mean, I've played video games a lot, but this is like I'm playing hard video games now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I make
before
Jay,
you're like I'm playing a goose game. This goose game is great.
The goose game, Untitled Goose Game, is great.
Yeah,
and it was made by one of our listeners, Michael.
You've gone from
I
goose
think
game
that it's, was it black and white?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe
goose game.
Maybe you played like Goose Noir.
Yeah, I might have played Goose Noir.
That sounds.
There was
good.
A femme fatale in it. Femme fatale goose.
Sexy goose.
Yeah,
but it didn't end
it
well
a
for
stooley,
her.
Stooley Swan. There was a swan in the game as well.
This is great.
Yeah,
this is. I greenlight this. Yeah, I play hard games, but I just make Jay fight all the bosses for me, and then I'm just running around picking mushrooms and flowers and stuff.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
That's the
gamer I knew.
Yeah, like when I play Zelda, I just want to cut the grass. What is my diagnosis?
Autism.
I know there are people like me. Yeah, I probably.
Do you play online? Do you have a headset that you play with other people?
Headset. No. We used to have the online thing, but we don't have it anymore because it costs money to subscribe. Mm. And we are poor. Please donate to the fundraiser.
So just another plug. There's a GoFundMe for Jay, and all of the links will be provided. Where will you provide them?
I can try and figure out how to put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Could you put them on Patreon?
I don't think you're allowed to promote other ways of making money on Patreon.
Okay, I'm
pretty sure. Which is why. No, it's okay.
But it is, it's a GoFundMe, right?
It's a GoFundMe.
And you can find it if you say GoFundMe Jay Arner.
Yeah, if you search for Jay Arner GoFundMe, I think it pops right up.
Big Brown Blanket.
And we're like, Big Brown Blanket. That takes you to the dark web. That takes you to the Australian internet, and it's, everything's upside down there. It doesn't
make
any
sense.
It's MMM dot something instead of
MMM.
W.
MMM.
Yeah. You have to log out backwards.
That means you have to log in to log out.
Oh, yeah.
It's Australia. Everything is backwards.
Everything.
The plane lands backwards in Australia.
Ass first.
Yeah, when you eat, the fake food comes out of your face.
Like the dog on Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, I got to visit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, next time Jay and I go down there, feel free to tag along.
Wife privilege.
That was spelled W-I-F-E.
Wife?
Privilege.
Wife privilege. Oh, yeah. I didn't even... Jay and I have been...
That's what I thought the joke was.
We've been using the term wife privilege so much, and I just now realized that it's a pun.
Yeah.
For real?
I'm not smart.
It's not that you're not smart. Wow. It's that you're not thinking about that one thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just...
That's what I say to myself about my taxes.
Oh, yeah. Taxes. Shit. I forgot about my taxes.
Do we have to... Is it the end of the month?
Yeah.
Okay. I always get confused because America's like the 15th or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
America's have it so bad. America's.
America's All of the Americas.
So bad. Should we do a round of retail dreams?
Sure.
Yeah?
Let's do a round of retail 69s.
Oh.
I don't know, once again,
want to just establish not my preferred position at all.
You probably can't hear it.
But
through the
69ing right now?
No, but I have a new neighbor who's like a pro saxophonist.
Oh my God, what a great neighbor.
And you can kind of hear him practicing right now, and I love it.
When we walked up, this used to be the landlady's place beside. Okay. They have nice plants and things in the window.
That's
so Graham was like,
guy.
Is that Jay and Jessica's? And I was like, no, but I can see how you'd think it might be.
Saxophone guy. I love it. And it's like, it came after, I think I maybe talked about it on the podcast. There was like a couple who lived there before who would just scream and yell and like throw things at each other. And I'd be like, at what point do I call someone? I don't want to call the cops.
You should slide a note under the saxophonist door, say, play Pink Panther.
Oh.
And just sit back and enjoy.
That's a great idea.
I think he just does improvised like solos. Like it's
what
is
just
jazz.
Do a little
it's
bit of
it different all. Every time. I don't want to box him in, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
He wears tie dye pink pants. He's cool. The Pink Panther.
Nice. Okay. From wife privilege to Pink Panther.
She's
a wordplay queen.
I don't know what I'm getting. Where it's taking me, but I've got wife privilege, so I don't need much more.
Once again, W-I-F-E.
Thank you.
Privilege.
Graham, do you have a retail dream?
Yeah, I've got maybe a few of them because I'm just lucky.
Years.
Yeah, no, to me, it feels like just yesterday. You know, Alicia reminded me that a few weeks ago, I've done this two different times with two different things. I go to the lemonade bakery on Cambie because now all of a sudden I can't have gluten. Hooray!
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
It's a very important time in a young man's life.
Absolutely. Very formative. So I go to this bakery that Alicia introduced me to, and the staff there is great. And I had left, originally I'd left a coffee cup in there, like my coffee mug. And I came back and they had taken it off the shelf and like stored it for me. And I thought that was really great because they could have just you put it outside the door
for
or whatever.
Sure.
They could have pissed in it.
They could have made a Molotov cocktail out of it.
Out of piss and shit.
And then when they found it, you would have been blamed because of your DNA being all over it.
It's true. So the perfect crime.
Perfect crime.
They would find the DNA after everything burnt to a crisp. They would somehow find my DNA.
I mean... Maybe.
My DNA is everywhere, Alicia.
Yeah, it's because of all your hair.
That hair? Yeah.
And then I forgot my wallet there. And when I came in, the entire staff was like, hey!
You're famous.
Yeah. But not having that wallet, I had another thing. I lost my phone going to the Yukon.
Oh, jeez.
And luckily a guy found it. And Sally went and picked it up. But along the way, so many people were friendly and like let me use their phones. And
so sweet.
It was very sweet. It was very sweet. And like I didn't have a watch or anything. So everybody was very kind about like, what time is it? Because that's a weird thing to hear now.
I guess. Yeah.
So it's, and people don't like being approached, you know?
Yeah.
So
especially
like,
if you like
slink over.
Do a little crab walk.
Yeah. Do a crab walk over.
Shimmy. But yeah. Those were all, absolute dreams that I got to experience. So some of them retail, some of them just regular job. Like the guy at the security, he let me use his personal phone to call and say that the flight was going to be late. And I thought that was incredibly sweet and incredibly, because he pointed to a payphone. I went down, the payphone was broken. And then I came back and he's like,
you're just holding the phone, the receiver.
The thing the is broken.
You broke it.
But I did it like a mice and men where I'm like, my phone snap.
Yeah. You hulked out on
it. I hulked out on it.
That's nice to hear that like people are still kind to strangers. I mean, like you're not really a stranger. You're famous. Like,
Yeah. Because of a certain podcast I do with Jay Arner.
Called the Big Brown Blanket. Number one podcast in Australia.
Number one podcast in Australia.
And Tasmania.
No, we're not allowed. Tasmania.
The podcast is allowed there. You,
we are not.
They do like
not
pirate radio,
like offshore.
Yeah, there's a signal. If you know how to tune in, you can hear it. It's like the resistance listens.
Can you imagine if there was a thing like that you could listen to that was just like a radio show that you had to have the exact specific, like, you know, 8-digit long.
There probably is.
This doesn't seem really far-fetched, actually.
People love secrets.
People do love secrets.
Not me.
No. How come?
I don't know. They stress me out.
Like
I can keep secrets.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got anything juicy?
I would never.
No, she just said she can keep
them.
Yeah,
I know. It was a test.
And yeah, you passed.
Yeah.
But what stresses you out about them? Like having them, knowing them, or like telling them or
holding them?
Yeah.
Especially if it's like something big.
Yeah. Well, it's like a burden.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like taking up your emotional energy.
Which I have zilch.
Yeah.
At zero. I wanted to hear the retail nightmares where I was the hero.
Oh, but I thought we were doing retail dreams.
Retail dreams, yeah.
I was under the impression. Well, the other one was going to be a retail nightmare, not because of you, but because of where we were.
What was it?
For my wedding, Alicia came along to the suit maker was Moore's. Menswear House? You came and like hung out and I tried on a bunch of different stuff. And the guy that was helping us was really a huge character.
Yes.
And he just like, you could tell he was working on 40 different outfits all at the same time.
For you?
Yeah, 40. I tried on 40 outfits.
Wow.
For one for each year of I was alive at the time.
Beautiful.
So, and Alicia came with me for that. And then we were like, let's go over to the Bay to find a shirt because there weren't any shirts that I liked there. So we'll go over to the Bay and find a shirt. And you may not know if you don't live in Canada, the Bay has gone into bankruptcy, which is one of Canada's oldest companies.
It's older than Canada.
It's older than Canada. That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's going under. But when we were there, all the telltale signs were there. There was bulbs not changed. And
I feel like the signs have been there for a long time. Yeah. Like entire sections where you're like, did this used to be a department? Like, it's just empty now.
Because we tried on a billion different shirts and
I would say
combos.
30 shirts without exaggeration.
And then we just put them in a pile and nobody, like...
Because you couldn't hang them back up because they're all pinned cardboard. Yeah. And there's one person for, like, a 1,000-square-foot area, basically.
And the elevator didn't work. Or the escalators didn't work.
Oh, they haven't worked in so long. Were you downtown?
Yeah. The downtown. And
spooky.
Like...
It's like 6 floors.
Yeah. And apparently, like, now that they're liquidating stuff, not even the elevators, they don't work. So it's only
they
stairs.
Liquidated
That's the first thing they liquidated.
Like, when we went there, the thing that was weird is that the area, well, there's many weird things, but it was fully stocked with, like, very nice merchandise.
Yeah.
We could have just shoplifted an entire wedding ensemble.
Nobody would have...
And that's how we ended up getting your suit.
And I just walked out the door. Let me try it on.
How long ago? Like, what year did you get married?
We got married in 2022. No, not 2023.
Well, it's 2023 for me.
Why is it 2023 for you?
I don't know. I'm telling you guys, my memory is shot.
It was 2022.
Shot.
So was it after we did our... quote unquote final episode of this podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me be the first to say
officially. Thank you very much.
Happy wedding day.
Come on, let's all sing the wedding day song.
Happy wedding day to you.
Special day. We love you.
That was nice.
That was really nice.
That was really nice.
I hope the saxophone guy heard that.
He just throws his saxophone at it.
Saxophone is just pissing blood.
I'm going to piss blood.
Evocative.
I went to the Bay a couple of weeks ago because I had a $25 credit. And I thought, well, I better use it.
Yeah.
And it was so sad going in there.
Is it like really picked over?
And this
over?
Was 2 weeks ago. Completely picked over. I went to the Clinique counter to get a lipstick that I've been wearing since I was 16. And we're, of course, sold out of it because it is very popular. And
what's the shade?
Black Honey.
Black Honey.
Black Honey. Are you wearing that right now? Is that Black Honey?
No, this is Sunday by Merit.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I love this, but... but I got mascara, which is now currently in my eye.
Alicia's crying.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wear mascara after the pandemic. I just never have gotten back in the habit.
I never.
But it's just very sad to be in there where, like, people have lost their jobs.
A lot of people,
the person that was working the counter obviously was not the person that normally worked there. And then I tried to, like, make conversation about it. What a weird fucking mistake for that poor person. I was like, I'm really sorry about your job. And she's like, yeah. So, yeah, the Bay, very sad.
Yeah.
But also, it's the end of this kind of shopping, right? People don't shop that way anymore.
But we found exactly one of the, it was the perfect shirt, but there was like one that just happened to be hanging around among a bunch of other ones, and that became the perfect shirt.
Yeah, they had great stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just very strange to be, like, have such expensive things with nobody minding you. Because,
like, when I was a kid,
and you're eating, like, ice cream.
The old malls, they had one store would be Sears, and then the other side of the mall was the Bay. Or then it would be Eaton's and then the Bay. And the Bay was like jumping back then. Woo-wee. Try to get attention of a service person there.
Yeah, 40 years ago, the Bay was jumping.
Damn right. And I was going to the mall when I was 5. By myself.
Whoa. I went to show for a wedding.
Full suit. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go to, like, feel bad about bras not fitting me anymore.
You could go to Diane's on South Granville.
No, because they fit perfectly when you go there. I'm wearing a bra from Diane's right now. I'm just touching my boob.
Yeah. You're indicating where bra goes.
Yeah. I did it just to be like, I am wearing a bra, aren't I? I have not had people over in a long time.
Well, it's nice to be here.
When you texted yesterday and said, like, we'll be there at 4, I was like, tomorrow, right?
Because you would never get that wrong.
I was literally not wearing pants. And it was like 3 p.m. and I'd like been up for a whole day. And I was like, I'm just not going to put on pants today.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I run hot. It's a hot apartment.
It's a hot apartment.
Sometimes you just need to Winnie the Pooh it, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of the converted over here. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, I was sort of, not to make everything about Jay and I and transitioning, but that's kind of like...
That is the very reason of this.
It's the reason for the season. Yeah. But like, it is like what she's going through is essentially like a second puberty, which is like what everyone says about transitioning. And it's true because it's like you're blasted with these hormones. You feel like awkward and you don't feel like you feel like you're still like a caterpillar
in the goose stage.
In the goose stage. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like thinking back to like when I was going through puberty and like all the awkwardness of that. And I'm sort of like, well, you have to go to the Bay with your mom.
Yep.
And they have to make you feel like really uncomfortable and like they have to teach you to shame, like feel shame about your body. But the one thing that's kind of magical is about like going through a second puberty. It's like there's no shame. It's all just like euphoria, gender euphoria. So I'm like, what's it like to like not think your boobs are evil? Like, I don't know what that's like.
Huh.
The older women in your family need to be like, you have to wear a bra. That looks wrong. And it's like, Jay doesn't have that. So it's kind of magical and beautiful.
It is lovely.
And we'll never have to go to the Bay. I mean, get to go to the Bay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a kind of get to, have to.
Yeah.
The Bay still has billions of dollars because they own all their stores. Like they own the property that they're on. So even though they're getting bankrupt, everybody's going to make off with a lot of money.
Not the employees. Not the workers.
No, I mean the higher ups.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yes. Praise be.
I haven't heard an update recently, but I heard on CBC, I was just driving, listening to the radio, and they were like, yeah, the executives are getting bonuses because they don't want them to leave. But like the employees are not going to like get paid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't run a store with just executives. You need...
Oh, that would be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
Try to find an executive to help you put on some shoes or something. Yeah. They'd be run ragging, those executives.
They would just somehow find a way to like cut off their own head with the little shoe ruler thing.
Yeah.
What are those things called?
Oh, it's got a specific name too.
It's called like the Erlenmeyer flask or something.
Yeah, but it's the something device. Yeah. Oh, your listeners
are screaming.
I loved
putting my foot in those.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. I like the cold
was
metal.
Was that a fetish?
No.
I think it was for a lot of the people
who
were
thinking, though, I'm sure
holding it.
My mother will not listen to this, but she used to tell me like my whole life that I had flat feet. Which is not true. Like, I just found out for the, like, in my 40s that I don't have flat feet.
Your mom also told me that. But no, like, everyone says, I mean, maybe I have flat feet. I don't know. They told me I had flat feet. And I'm like, another thing to feel shame about.
What is that? Yeah, totally. That you don't have an arch?
Yeah.
I think we both just have, like, probably ADHD body, which is, like, different posture. Shoe ruler?
Oh, good. We're talking about the shoe ruler again.
Shoe ruler name.
One shoe to rule them all.
Mm. What was the name of that famous hotelier that had all the shoes?
Amel DeMarco?
Yeah.
She was a shoe ruler.
Brand
I got there.
Device.
And neither of you guys noticed. Well, thank you.
Do you remember when we went to go see the Pee Wee Herman show in LA and he was telling the story about Amel DeMarco?
Oh, no. Tell me.
Because he was... you know, under that scandal at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, come, I own an island.
Oh, yeah.
Near Hawaii. So just come to the island.
And you can jerk off as much as you want.
Wherever you want. I got a whole theater. You can jerk off in every seat if you want.
That's beautiful.
That's a friendship.
That's really
I'll never know.
Hey, Alicia, you can jerk off wherever you want.
Nowhere.
In this theater. Yeah, and that's, you're right.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
You don't have to if you
don't. Your body, your choice.
Too much work. You guys ready for my retail dream?
Yes.
Okay. Please. So it's another gluten-free bakery called the Gluten-Free Epicurean.
Delicious.
Mm. I love that place, but I used to be so afraid to go into that place because I was sort of like the staff was not super friendly. They weren't bad, but you know that I am putting it out there. I am trying to be friendly. I want to make everyone feel comfortable. And so in a place like that where that was not received at all, and I was afraid I might not get my treat, there has been a change in the front-facing staff to the loveliest, funniest, nicest people. And sometimes when I go in there, they're just singing together.
That's nice. Whoa.
Beyonce.
That's beautiful.
Rihanna.
Yeah. All the greats.
All the greats.
You had a crush on a guy who...
Oh my gosh.
Who worked there, the flower man.
He wasn't there for very long. Yeah. There's two guys there that are very crush-worthy. And they seem to be best friends. And hysterical.
And they do a lot of stuff that Lemonade and Gluten Free Epicurean are the one, they're like the teams of and what is the Gluten Free Epicurean makes like something that Lemonade doesn't. And
donuts.
Donuts. That's exactly it. Yeah.
But they make everything kind of different than Lemonade.
Yeah.
Like where it's like nice that they exist. And they also have different hours. And there are days where neither are open, and that's devastating.
Yeah. What do you do on those days?
I just don't have. I don't go to the bakery those days.
You just eat gluten and cry and suffer.
That's all you can do.
Just toot myself.
Get bloated.
Do you have a retail dream?
I have a retail dream, which is my friend has a store.
Oh.
My friend Shauna and her partner Slay opened a store a few years ago.
First name Slay?
I mean, his name's Jason, but everyone calls him Slay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Like
Sting.
Yeah. It's like he one time was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and someone was like, your name is Slay now. No, I don't know how he got that nickname. But anyway, they have a store. It's in New Westminster, which is a suburb of Vancouver, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's its own city. It's called Orange Crust. Ugh, I can't.
Orange Crust.
Orange Crust. And it's just this crusty little orange hole. No, it's called Orange Crush Velvet. And it's vintage clothes and used books. Mm. So Slay does the books. Shauna does the clothes. And I've known Shauna since we were 20 or something. She's the first person who ever like played David Bowie for me. And I was like, what is this? You're blowing my mind.
Wow.
Because for some reason, my parents didn't like David Bowie.
Sure.
Homophobic.
Yikes.
Yikes, indeed. But it's a great little store. Like, it's mostly, I mean, it's got a lot of like vintage sort of like science fiction fantasy books. Okay. So like, and Slay always has like really good curation of books, and they're always like pulling out like cool fantasy art and like putting it all over the change rooms and stuff. So it's okay, like
while you're in there.
Yeah. It's, no, it's,
pardon me.
There's generally no one else in there when I'm in there, because I'll like go in the middle of the day to avoid traffic. That's so I will bring in clothes that no longer fit me, because most of my clothes are vintage, and Shauna will give me store credit.
Oh, nice.
And then nice. I use that store credit to get Jay girl clothes. And it's
fun.
Very exciting. It's like the first place Jay ever felt comfortable enough to like try on lady clothes. And Shauna has a really good eye. Like, she's very stylish.
But the other one's
stylish.
Eye patch.
Yeah. One really good eye. The other one, it's doing.
Eye patch kid here. Offensive.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Well, it is offensive because she just does it for fashion. So oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
These are your friends?
She's pirate core, okay? No, she's.
These are your friends?
Yeah. Have you met me?
These are your friends.
These are my friends. I've got like a witch blade on my wall.
That's new.
That's kind of, it is. That's from former guest Hannah McGregor.
I saw her recently. It was a real joy.
Yeah. She's just a joyful person.
I was saying to Graham, it's really nice to be around interesting extroverts that are like, you want to be in their shadow in a conversation. You want to be cheering them on. You want to hear their stories. They're great. As an introvert, I got nothing.
Yeah.
That's not for me being in a social setting. And then someone like Hannah comes along and she's funny. She's smart.
She's a great podcaster. So she knows how to,
she's a great podcaster.
Keep a conversation going.
She can carry the room.
I think you can do that too.
But I find it draining.
It's draining. Mm-hmm. Right. Why did we do a podcast for 7 years?
Honestly. I think it's very different. And I love, Dina is similar.
Yes.
You can just like, you can hang out and just really enjoy yourself in this sort of shade of these wonderful people.
Sonara also.
She doesn't really talk to me.
What? I do not believe that. Yeah, I'm in a group chat with those three women, and it's really great if you need some.
And you're an extrovert too.
If you need some affirmation. Someone told me recently, a dear friend of the podcast, Bridget, my friend Bridget,
oh, yeah,
who now lives in Tasmania, so she unfortunately can't listen
sorry
to.
Sorry about it. Sorry, can't make it.
Big brown blanket. She said something to me, assuming that I was an introvert, because she identifies as an introvert, and was like, oh, like, we're so similar, like, you must also. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I mean, she hasn't met me because she lives in Tasmania and I live here. And I've never, unfortunately, you don't take me with you when you go down under. So
because of what happened.
That's Jay's choice.
Her body, her choice.
Exactly.
But I was just, it was so funny that someone could have like listened to 7 years of a podcast. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure like no one who's ever met me would say I'm an introvert. But I'm like, then it made me just be like, she knows me very well. Maybe I am an introvert. Like, I don't know.
I think you have introverted qualities. I think we all are on some sort of, we're all circulating spectrums.
We're on a spectrum.
We're like that Hot Wheels, like super toy of all different spectrums
Mobius
that we're like,
strip of spectrums. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember finding out that technically I'm an introvert from a woman who came to a show in Victoria and said, like, do you want to go for lunch the next day? So we went and had lunch. And then we were just chatting, and just she said about herself, I'm an extrovert. Are you an extrovert or an introvert? And I was like, I don't know what the difference is. And she was kind of that thing, like, takes energy, builds energy. I was like, oh, okay, that's... that I probably am an introvert then.
I think I'm a switch. Because I mean, like, we've all experienced like energy vampires, mm-hmm, who like are just draining people. Like people, yeah, who like you're doing the heavy lifting in the conversation, and like they're giving you nothing, and they're like, they don't have a sense of humor, and you're just like, I need to crawl in a hole and die.
What is it like for those people?
I think they're oblivious. I don't know.
Do they think that they're interesting?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I sort of think of energy vampires like that, but also as people that like need you so much.
Oh yeah, like who are like asking more of you.
Yeah, and yeah. You're like, oh, I've got nothing left. They're like, but I'll take that little bit.
Yeah, that little smidgen.
That little bit of blood.
Yeah. That little nugget.
That's dark.
I guess I'm an extrovert.
Under the big brown blanket.
I've been told I'm an extrovert my whole life, but I think I just have ADHD, which also means like I'm never bored or lonely ever because I have my wacky brain to keep me company always.
That's just running nonstop, right?
And like I can always find something to do. If I'm like alone in my home, I will start 50 different projects and make a mess and then be like, I should clean this up and kind of start and then run out of energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just play video games.
I think of you as an extrovert because I think that you, when I see you, you enjoy being around other people. You are chatty, but like you can have all different sides to you. You wear bright colors,
which I've learned now. There's like a term for, I guess, the way I dress called dopamine dressing, which when I first saw that, I was like, rude.
What does that mean?
I think it's just like people who are seeking dopamine, like people who have a hard time absorbing the dopamine in their brains, people with ADHD, like a lot of pattern and color and brightness and because it's like stimulation, like my apartment that is covered in bright like art.
Yeah.
Don't forget the witch sword.
The witch sword. Yeah, that also featured prominently in a music video I made.
Oh, yeah.
And in our promo photos for our album that came out. Oh, yeah, that's another thing that happened since
I bought it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put out our album finally that we started recording in February 2020.
Yeah. It was your Chinese democracy.
It was. Yeah. I actually looked up like which one took longer to make. And
how long was Chinese democracy like on the books for?
I
not as long as Smile, but longer than most albums.
And how long did it take to make Saint Anger?
Not soon enough in my books.
Yeah. They, I think, should go back to the drawing board and work that one out. Sorry. Everyone check out the documentary Some Kind of Monster.
Have you seen it?
Great film.
I think I watched it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, it was
so
excellent.
Funny.
One of the best documentaries out there.
It's like Spinal Tap, but it's an
actual.
But
it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those examples of like how messed up you get from having so much money and so much
fame.
Privilege.
Remember when he's selling like he has like a Warhol or something?
His Basquiat.
Yeah. He's selling it.
And he's making millions of dollars.
Yeah. But what do you think when you make, what's the amount of millions that you make when you're just like, okay, now I want all the millions? Is it like 2 million? Is it 5 million? Where you're like,
Graham,
I just want to continue.
You are asking the wrong people.
Wait a minute. I thought you guys were going to fund Jay and I's trip to Australia.
No,
what are we doing this
what
for?
Is this GoFundMe
I'm
for?
I'm funding my wife's FFS, facial feminization surgery. Also, if anyone didn't know what we were just talking about, it was Metallica, the band Metallica.
Metallica.
I actually was lost because I recognized some words and then stopped recognizing words.
Hmm. Well, I'm here for
which
you.
Which is really a big part of my day every day.
I'm here for you.
I start strong, but by the end of the
slow
day.
Slow finish.
I love providing context.
Should I start posting my Wordle attempts? I send them to Sheila, previous guest, Aunt Sheila.
We love you, Sheila.
I never get Wordle, but my guesses are so bad. Is that funny?
Your new thing that is only just brand new, because we both do Spelling Bee from the New York Times, is Alicia will send a hilarious word she's trying to input into the system.
Heinous.
Poop. Poop baggy was the one that I suggested back. It wasn't that.
It's like bait for me because I sent you one and you're like, is that a word? And of course it wasn't. And I was like, oh, now like that's been triggered. My little prankster. and like the other person I do that with is previous last guest ever, Lori Wolliver.
We love you,
as
Lori.
I'll send her like one that's like pussy or pussy fart. Pussy. And she'll send me one. But she's been very busy with her book tour, so I have to like be careful how many spelling bee spelling bee things I send to people, so that when I found out that Graham does it, I was like, oh, a new person to bother.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. But I
also am dumb, so I did try poop baggy just in case, and poop bag. Because there's a lot of words that are also French and English, so I have an advantage. And also disadvantage, because I will try a lot of French words in the...
You're a polyglot.
I'm a polyplot.
You're poly.
Polyglotic.
I don't play those games, but I can just send you, like, swear words whenever you want. Like, I can just say like poo face or whatever.
What are your guys' favorite chud. Swears?
Is it chud when a penis is really...
No, that's a chode.
Shit.
Chode,
please edit chud out chud. I think it's
cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, chuds.
I was terrified of chud, though. Chuds,
right? I don't know. The first one had like an actual good actress in it.
Did it come out in the 70s?
80s?
80s, yeah.
My mom loved movies like that.
Really? Like schlocky horror movies?
Yeah. Love them.
Did you watch them with her or?
Sometimes. The last one I remember watching with her was so funny. It was called Mosquito. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. I don't like scary movies. So it is one of the last scary movies I've watched.
Yeah. You don't even like a little scary.
I liked Nope. Like, I like that level.
I love Nope.
Yeah.
I saw that on my birthday.
So good.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. This was years ago. It was like when it was, we were like, is it scary to go to a theater?
Yeah.
But there was like no one else in the theater. It was great. It was Jay and I, former guest, Kelly Ogmanson, former guest, Hannah McGregor. And there was like two other people in the theater and they were just talking. And Hannah turned around and yelled at them and was like, please be quiet. And I
in Nope, they were talking?
Yeah. And I was like,
fucking idiots.
Sorry. Hannah's power was immense. It was magical. She used her professor voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And she brought me a box of cinnamon buns. So I just had a whole box of cinnamon buns in a movie.
And wow.
Can you finish a whole box of cinnamon buns?
Can I finish? It took me a few days.
Yeah, see?
But I got there. I mean, I didn't
a whole pack of them? Like, what, it was six?
I think it was six.
No problem.
Yeah.
In a day?
In a movie.
No.
I just spoke to a doctor about this. I don't have hunger cues.
Your doctor? How many cinnamon buns are you eating during a movie?
If I went to the bakery and got six donuts, I would eat six donuts.
Okay.
In a couple of hours, if not an hour.
Donuts squish down so small. They're mostly air.
Brownies, cookies, slices of cake.
Yeah, cookies
my brain never tells me I'm full.
Interesting.
You're looking for dopamine.
I'm looking for dopamine. I'm looking for thyroid hormones. Can I find those in cookies? No.
But it's not going to stop you from
trying. You haven't tried every cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which one are we doing next? Which segment?
Do you want to do, we have a new segment.
Oh yeah, a new segment. Okay. Do you want to introduce it?
Okay. So the new segment is called Brannick Device. Just kidding. Put my foot in it.
For all the Summer House watchers out there, remember when Jesse made the woman put his toe in his mouth during the threesome? Okay, back to what's the new segment?
That's what Summer House is all about?
Summer House is great. If you're going to watch a Bravo show, my recommendation is start with Summer House.
Is it a reality show?
Yeah, they show them having sex.
I thought it was more chaste.
Yeah, there's usually like a sock over the camera or something.
Mm. Wasn't it like originally like Korean or something?
Summer House?
Yeah. I thought it was like nice.
No, Summer House is not. It's a Bravo nasty. Show. It's not nice.
I don't think I've ever watched any Bravo shows.
That's all I want.
All I watch is The X-Files. Rewatching it, that show... Perfect. Holds up. I'm in season 9.
So attractive.
Dave, everyone's it's like a bi person's smorgasbord.
Yeah, when you said there were signs.
There's always been signs.
Yeah, that's one of your big signs.
Mulder and Scully art on my walls.
Yeah.
There's always been signs.
New segment?
Yes. Okay, so this is a new segment. It's a little bit of like a new twist on an old classic.
Great.
Straight from the mind of my beautiful wife. It's called Horse Innovation.
Okay.
So she's been working on this for a while and she's described it to me in multiple ways.
Okay.
So I have not looked at what's on this paper that I've just unfolded in front of me.
It's a surprise for all of us.
I think she's described it sort of like a think tank, but also a TED talk. So I just have a little spiel I've got to do here. Oh, fuck. This is going to be hard. Saddlebags. Mm-hmm. Reins. Paddock tools. These implements are as familiar to anyone as their own reflection. Are they? But familiarity is just another word for yesterday's oats. What the fuck? Let me now urge you to look beyond the static world of horse information. Welcome to Horse Innovation. A think tank for the future of horses, donkeys, and zebras.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I will begin the session by offering four mind prompts. We may choose one to guide our discussion. After 1 minute, we will hear the big moo, which signals that we have finished innovating.
The big moo's back.
The big moo's, okay, a classic. We may then reflect on our horse innovation. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think so.
So there's four different prompts. I think we choose one, and then we have a minute to sort of brainstorm.
Okay.
And then after a minute, the big moo cuts us off.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, okay, here are the four mind prompts. One, pocket-sized virtual horse.
Okay.
Was that in it? Keep going.
I'm already like, I choose one. Two, charge your horse wirelessly.
I like that a lot.
Three,
Westworld.
This is like a capitalized, multi capitals in this word. Horse shape blazer. Capital H, capital S, horse shape.
Horse shape.
Blazer. So I guess that's a copyrighted term.
Okay.
And then number four is just donkey translator.
Translator, I like that.
So do we want, what are we feeling? One, two, three, or four? Why did I open my calculator?
Wait, are you looking for the big
moon? She's doing a little bit of math. One to four, which one do we like?
Yeah. One minus four. Pocket-sized virtual horse, charge your horse wirelessly.
Oh, it's a virtual horse?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a real horse.
Like house hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I...
Oh, so it's not a real horse. It's just a video.
It's a laser.
A video horse.
It's a video laser.
No, laser is number three, horse-shaped laser.
Oh, yeah,
right. What does that mean?
It's a laser that's shaped like a horse. Know. Hello. Am I the only one who gets it?
Like, we don't all have a podcast with Jay, so we can't read her mind.
Yeah, that's true. I
can't wait for her to get back.
Jealous. Me too. Okay, so I'm starting the minute because I feel like we're already innovating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So pocket-sized virtual horse, charge your horse wirelessly, horse-shaped laser, or donkey translator?
I'm going to have to go with donkey translator.
Donkey translator, great.
I'll go for that, sure.
Okay, let's start innovating.
Okay.
Okay. So for years.
Yeah.
We've
always wondered.
We've heard the beautiful, sonorous voice of a donkey and thought, what are they thinking?
Well, today I saw somebody who has a new donkey check to see if their donkey had teeth yet and then opened up their little tiny mouth and they just had gum still. And it was the cutest thing I've seen in a long time.
Did they make sounds?
They just like, I feel like donkeys are lonely animals that need to be around others, but they're often just on their own. So the translator makes me want something that adds to their life. Something that we could speak back to them.
Yeah.
And something where they're like, want oats.
Sure. And then you can press like something and then they get oats.
Press their belly button.
Oh, yeah.
Is this where oats go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do horses have belly buttons? I guess.
Yeah. Hank has a belly button.
I guess, do all mammals have belly buttons?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a big
innovation. I
actually
don't know for sure, but I think most.
Interesting.
Oh, maybe whales don't. I think they just...
No, they have umbilical cords.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Pronounced umbilical cords.
Been
listening to a lot of Americans talk recently, and I laugh at how differently they pronounce things than we do. And then I just heard myself say something so Canadian.
Umbilical cord.
Amble.
What if you use the donkey translator and the donkey was like, leave me alone. I enjoy solitude.
I actually like this.
Yeah.
That would be fine too.
Would you worry that they would disown the name that you gave it?
Oh.
Like maybe the...
Maybe you could ask what they'd like to be called.
Yeah. Like and they could choose their own name.
What is the smell of grass? That is my name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
That's
or just
beautiful.
Some long equation like, that only donkeys can understand.
Donkey algebra.
Yeah,
well,
donkey
like,
algebra.
They speak, but it's in the universal language of math.
Exactly.
Shit. Well, we're all screwed.
I think we've done some huge steps in horse innovation. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. You've opened our minds. Now I'm like, what is horse-shaped laser?
I know. I'm like, can you just beam it onto a wall and then you see the image of a horse, or can you burn the image of a horse into something, or is it just a laser that has a cool package around it?
Like, that's so interesting, like that's like what you think. Sorry, like,
what did you think it thought?
I thought it was like cool sculpting for horses. It's like, get your horse into shape. There's something wrong with my brain.
No, actually, yeah, that makes sense too.
It's because of the neighborhood I live in. There's like so many places that do like cool sculpting.
Cool.
I don't know.
Sounds cool.
I don't know if it's cool.
I don't understand like how it could be, like it feels like a short-term, short-sighted thing.
Yeah.
But I don't actually know anything about it. I just feel that way about any sort of like quick fix.
Yeah.
Unless I'm doing it and then it's a great idea.
Then it's brilliant. Yeah. I don't know. The whole
Then like, I Alicia approves.
The whole like wellness sphere, as we've learned,
it's gotten really
is
nutty.
Just like a straight to eugenics fascist pipeline. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of like, I'm cool.
Name one.
I'm cool just being fat and looking old. Like I'm
it's much less expensive.
It's also like
it's a little bit more freeing.
It just also like, I want to know what I look like when I'm 40. I want to look like a 40-year-old. I don't know.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Who do you want to show you?
I want you to show me.
That's what I don't.
Okay. Right. Shield your eyes. Yeah. Put on this tarp.
Get into the brown blanket.
Bring in the talking donkey and away we go.
The donkey's like,
this is out of my league.
I don't want to be here. I just want to do math. Donkey math. I've talked about going to the donkey sanctuary. That's the best place in the world. I've gone twice.
I think when was the last time that you went?
2019.
Then for sure, yeah, I know about it. Is it just my memory ended after I had COVID in 2022?
Me too.
Yeah.
How many times have we all had COVID?
I've
everyone?
Had it three times.
Thrice. Yeah.
Well, I think I had it once and didn't know it until after, and then two times for sure after that.
Dang.
I for sure had it once. I'm not sure if I had it twice, but for sure had it once and it was bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I had it twice.
Yeah, twice.
No more, twice real, please.
Yeah.
The second time wasn't as bad as the middle time. That time was like life-changing.
Yeah.
But what segment are we doing next?
To answer your question, Donkey Sanctuary is outside of Guelph.
Guelph, okay.
So if you're ever around those parts and you want to hang out with like 50 donkeys who are all rescued from like various bad barn situations.
I'm wondering if, because on my podcast at Christmas, Dave and I give each other gifts. And one of the gifts I give to him is a donation to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Oh, you do?
But I don't know if it's that one or if it's one in America.
Well, keep our dollars local.
Starting
yeah, that's starting right. Support this only year, make local sure donkeys.
It's Canadian.
Everybody out there, support only local donkeys.
Is it called the Donkey Sanctuary?
I think so.
Because that's the one in Canada. I have a magnet on my fridge and I bought Jay a shirt and it just says the Donkey Sanctuary. And I think I follow them.
What a lovely sanctuary.
Online. Yeah, it's magical. And like, there's just this one little room where you can go and there's like a little bio for each donkey that's there. And I think there's like 70 of them or something. And it says like how old they are, how long they've been there, what their name is. Like
any preference stuff?
Yeah, like no butt stuff. Oh. This one wants to talk math at you.
Mm-hmm. This one gums.
No touching. What segment do you want to do?
Potato business?
Potato business. Do you cut it into fries? Do you bake it into pie? Potato business. Do you keep it in a bowl? Do you stick it in a hole? Potato business.
Tell me your potato business.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the last year that we were doing the podcast, I talked about microwave potatoes a lot.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Like how I discovered that there's a button on the microwave that says potato and then you can make yourself a baked potato and it's like very good.
That's wild.
I know. It does make your microwave very wet though.
It gets wet?
Yeah. It gets really wet because of the humidity from cooking a potato.
It just like...
potato juice.
Yeah. It's like potato juice. Beetlejuice.
No, don't say it.
And you know, every once in a while when I'm really hungry, which is every day because I always forget to eat breakfast for many hours.
Because you're a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have hunger.
I like to be up for 2 to 3 hours before I finally listen to my body saying, oh, you're starving. I love making a little microwave potato. and
breakfast potato.
Yeah, and then I'll like poach an egg, put something fun on there with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely salt and pepper, butter.
That's something fun.
And it makes me think of when was the last time I used a microwave. It's one of the only reasons I use microwave is to make a potato. And Blue Sky, an app nobody is really using that we know.
I'm trying.
I'm trying too. It sucks.
It's hard to get started again.
All I'm doing is asking for money on there, so not great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I haven't made a single joke yet.
I have. Nobody's liking them.
I'm liking them.
Are you?
That's where I get my news.
I like the two.
All right. Well, I'll stay in it for the journalism.
Just for me.
I posted about like something like never forget how delicious a microwave baked potato is. And just like on Twitter, a man was like, I don't believe you. And
some things never change.
I just snapped at him and then he deleted his message to me. And I was like, this is great.
You think he made that, a baked potato, that very evening?
He wanted me also to tell him how to make a baked potato in the microwave. And I was like, I am going to be 50 this summer. I'm fucked if I'm showing a man how to make a potato.
I am kind of curious as you were talking about it. What are the steps?
You are different.
But do you have to?
You just poke a hole in it.
Just poke a hole?
And then you put your dick in it. Then you just put it in the microwave.
Knife it in the middle?
No, just sounds like a hole.
Hot dog?
You don't hot dog it.
Yeah, you don't hot dog it. Okay.
And then you just press the potato button.
And then you just leave it, set it and forget it.
Yeah,
press the potato button.
And then you can make your eggs in that time.
I'm going to see if my microwave has a potato button.
Great. I'm going to do that.
See if I have a microwave. I still don't have a microwave.
I wish I nabbed my friend's microwave for you because it's tiny.
How else
are you going to get cancer?
Probably genetics. From all the genetics. Yeah. Literally everyone in my family's had cancer but me. Yep. So the clock is ticking. But thank you for asking.
Do you have potato business?
My toaster oven died.
Oh no.
But former guest, Jarrett Sampson, has a magical building that has, I mean, they don't really have it anymore. They have like a recycling like pilot program in the basement of the building. So you can recycle like soft plastics, batteries, metal, light bulbs, all that stuff. And then they had these shelves where it was like,
good stuff for free.
Stuff that people don't want.
Right.
And rich people lived in his building. And so I would go pick him up because Jarrett's in our band now. Jarrett plays bass for Energy Slime. And so,
boom, 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 right?
Sorry, that song is canceled now.
What? Yeah. Oh, no. God damn it.
That song is Zionist, unfortunately.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry to break the news. But so every time I'd go pick up Jarrett, I'd like check out what's on the free shelves, which Jarrett and his lovely wife Penny refer to it as the circular hub, like IKEA style, which they don't call it the circular hub anymore. So anyway, the same week that my toaster oven broke, there was just like a brand new, fancier, bigger toaster oven on the free shelf. And I was like, I'm taking this. Took it home, cleaned it for like an hour because it was, I think some people just never clean their stuff. And once it gets dirty, they throw it away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you think the world is? Where is this going?
I might keep something kind of dirty, but if I'm giving it away, then I'll really clean it.
Oh, yeah. I will clean it to like factory new settings if I'm giving it to someone. But it's great. I haven't made potatoes on it.
Well, I think it's time.
It is time.
I actually have potato business.
Okay.
I ate one potato since we last recorded our last episode. It was actually from Sally. Over the holidays, you guys got like a delivery box of produce, but you were going somewhere, so you forgot to cancel it.
Yes.
And Sally just texted me and was like, hey, do you want some free food? And I was like, always.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm there. So we were cat sitting for former guest, Kevin Lee.
Oh, Kevin Lee.
And
love him.
He lives very close by. I'm
so mean.
I'm 100% in on Kevin.
Yeah. All in.
And his two lovely cats, Fish and Chips.
Fish and Chips.
But he lives really close by. Like, we'll go hang out with the cats, play Kevin's PlayStation 5 all day. I played like 5 games on there while it was like 2 weeks.
Goose Noir.
Big Brown Blanket, the game.
The game, yeah. And we're very proud of that game. And so if nothing else, we're raising money for a sequel to that game.
Yeah.
And so if you can head over to GoFundMe/ Goose Noir 2.
J. Arner
Brown Blanket. Big Brown
You're
Blanket.
You're confusing so many search terms.
Yeah.
Just try all of those. But anyway, in that produce box, it was like Odd Bunch. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
so it's like produce that like looks kind of wonky, but is fine. Nothing in it looked wonky. It was all like gorgeous, beautiful
stuff.
What
if that's a scam?
It's not. I mean, like, I think...
Yeah, it's cheaper than going to the grocery
store. It's super cheap. But I also like that it, like, you don't have to decide. It's like, boom, you got bok choy and tangerines.
Yeah.
It's like, I never would have chosen those two things, but those are both great things.
It is such a good deal.
We had to back off on sweet potatoes. They were always jamming it full of sweet potatoes.
Because everyone gets sick of them.
That was the one thing that I was like, whoops, I forgot.
Yeah.
But there were potatoes. And so, yeah, like, Jay and I, like, generally don't bring over groceries to Kevin's place. Like, we'll just go hang out with the cats all day, come home, whatever. And there's also a grocery store right across from Kevin's, so it's fine. But then we had this box of produce and we're like, okay, we've got potatoes, what are we gonna do? And I just cut up all these potatoes, put some rosemary on them, and baked them. But like, I don't really know Kevin's oven. It's like gas. So I felt like I was baking them like little cut up potatoes for like 3 hours. And I was like, are they done? I don't know. And then former guest, Ember Konopacki, she was a guest, right? I'm like, every person I mentioned, I'm like, former guest. I should have said former guest, Sally White. Anyway, she wound up coming over and we just had a plate of only potatoes.
Nice.
And we're like, it was like one of those meals that you're...
meals.
Embarrassed, yeah. Embarrassed to like... have someone see you eat.
No.
But she was great. She wasn't judgmental. And I also made, this is not really potato business, but that meal, the drink we paired with it was a blue cheese martini.
Oh.
Which if you have extra vodka lying around.
You're interested.
It's an amazing recipe that I love.
Okay.
You make blue cheese vodka. I know you can have blue cheese.
Yeah, but I think it's lovely that you found a drink that you love. It's so cool.
But I sort of feel like because you like infuse the vodka with blue cheese, it's like, doesn't the vodka like kill?
Sometimes I wonder about that. Yeah. And like, because of other things in my life, like Hank's dog food contains gluten and I'm like very careful, and so does his dog bones.
So there's, you're like, if I put in it in vodka, it'll kill the gluten.
Can I have a dog bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog bone vodka. That would be nice.
A lot of those are human grade.
Yeah, these are definitely not. They're all like, he's on like a real like mass produced. This dog who has had the fanciest food in his life prefers his Hill's gastrobiome kibble and his Pedigree Dentabones more than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Because they're all like sprayed with blood.
Quick panel. How many of you guys and myself have eaten dog or / cat food at some point?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Never, but I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
It's like
my secret shame.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have anything to feed anyone. Whenever, I always get kibble.
Whenever I'm like preparing food for a cat, I think it smells delicious. Everyone's like, ew, it's so nasty. I'm like, it just smells like
sometimes
tuna.
Sometimes it smells really good.
It's like tuna with gravy. That sounds great.
I feel like cat food less so because I was a babysitter / tutor for a child whose
ate cat food.
Cat was always fed in this really hot sunroom.
Oh.
And so the smell of like cat food has like this really intense. Yeah. I was always hungover at that job.
Oh, that's like, yeah.
So like when I think of cat food, I think, bleh. But sometimes I'm giving something to Hank and I'm like, this smells great, especially if I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
Which is all the time.
Somebody dared me to eat kibble and I did.
Yeah.
It was fine. Like, it's
just
not
like a cookie.
It's just, it kind of tastes like earthy.
Cardboard.
Like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really taste like anything specific, but it just kind of tastes like it's fine. Like, I didn't like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay. This
but
is
you have
kinda
to pretend you don't like it. That's the hardest part.
That's right. So everybody, ew, this is gross. Let me just try one more.
Did you like get paid to do it?
No, I think it was just a classic dare. Yeah.
I feel like I probably. Like when I was a toddler and we had a dog growing up, like I, you know, when I was crawling
probably
like got in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Have you ever, when you've had like, I don't know if it's the same for cats, but for dogs, sometimes they have like a kibble setup and it's a Kindle. And let me tell you all about it. But there's one bowl for dog food and then another bowl for water. And sometimes the dog food goes into the water and it like blows up to a crazy like shredded wheat size.
Hank won't even like touch his water if the kibble gets in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm the same.
I remember our first dog getting something called a Gaines burger, which looked like a hamburger, but it was sort of like dried dog food. And it came in a cellophane pack. Cellophane. Guys, Graham, what's your potato business?
Geez Louise, I think.
When was the last time you had a good potato? What potatoes do you hate?
I never was huge on baked potato. It was fine, but it was never really my favorite. But then I was in Ireland to visit my relatives, and we had baked potato one night, and it was amazing.
What made it so special?
Just the toppings.
Yeah, the history.
Yeah, the history. Exactly. You could really taste the suffering of the potato famine. It was just toppings, like excellent assortment of toppings.
Like it had like sour cream or creme fraiche or something.
Yeah, it had
and like
cheese
chives.
And chives. And yeah, like it was just really like, oh, this is quite delicious. And it's like, it's got like a nice texture and everything. So then since then, I've had them here in the Americas. And they're great. So I'm back on board. I like
the potato.
They're so
good. You can just get one at Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I guess if I'm ever like out on the road and there's a Wendy's, I can go and have a potato.
Yep.
Nice.
Classic vegetarian.
Have a Frosty, too.
Oh, yeah, you can have a Frosty. No gluten's in it.
And at McDonald's, you can have French fries and a milkshake.
Did you? What was your milkshake story from about that long ago?
Alicia's face just turned animatronic for a second.
Sally and I went for McDonald's milkshakes.
Yeah.
After visiting Hank at the vet a couple weeks ago, and I have not been able to stop thinking about how good that milkshake was.
Yeah.
And I got like a large too. Like I was not fucking around.
Yeah.
And it took like me half an hour to finish it. It was
so
big.
So thick.
And French fries, and it was delicious.
Do you dip your French fries in the milkshake?
I was too hungry, but that was like I was so hungry. But that would have been a great idea. Or what I used to do when I was a kid was put the French fry in the straw and then suck up the straw, the milkshake with the French fry.
Whoa!
That's some potato business right there.
That is some potato.
But then
business.
I tried to relive that milkshake experience when I went to pick up Hank from the vet a few days later. And thought, oh, I should try the strawberry. And I just got a small, and it wasn't good.
Mm.
It has to be chocolate.
Okay, yours was chocolate. I was picturing vanilla for some reason.
I think, like, I do love vanilla. I would say my favorite flavors are strawberry, vanilla, then chocolate.
Whoa.
But when it comes to, like, a milkshake, I'm going to say the McDonald's chocolate is great.
Hell yeah.
Vanilla I've never had in my life.
I mean,
really?
The king of all McDonald's milkshakes, we can all agree.
No, it's
Shamrock
not.
Shamrock shake.
When was the last time you had
Shamrock
one?
Shamrock shake.
Whenever I still ate meat, a long time ago.
I make them for myself.
It's just mint flavor,
though. Just mint flavor.
That
and
surprised
green
me.
Green food coloring.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Important.
It makes it green.
I thought it was mint chocolate. And so when I had one several years ago at the same, when I was getting hanged from the same vet, I was surprised that it was just mint.
I wonder if you could do a half-half.
Probably. Or just order two. And
I feel like it would be a lot to ask people that work at McDonald's.
I feel like they're all about innovation, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they do a lot of horse innovation.
They did have Shamrock shakes recently because it's...
And the great thing is it's not Grimace. He's not representing the shake. It's his uncle. He's got an Irish uncle who comes in and celebrates the shake.
Oh, Grimacey.
I didn't know that.
Exactly, yeah.
There's so much lore.
There's a lot of lore.
The Fry Kids. Like you were talking about this recently on Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Captain Crook.
Yeah, there's so many villains. Yeah. Everyone's like a thief.
There was a scientist that I can't remember what side of the law he was on, but
he was bad. He's
what
eugenicist.
Was the chicken one?
Birdie.
Oh, yeah,
Birdie was, and then there was Mayor McCheese and Constable McCheese.
What was the difference?
One was a mayor.
didn't they represent different food options?
Yeah, so I guess, the Big Mac was the mayor. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I think maybe it was just a hamburger. But he was a cop with a British hat, one of those British cop hats.
Huh.
Anyways, it was a different time, you guys. The kids today, they don't care about McDonald Land. They don't get it.
I don't
they
remember
have more
the last
things
time
to look
to
forward
McDonald's.
To than we. No, that's not quite right. That's not what I meant. They have more toys.
Oh, baby. Did they ever? I still have a lot of Happy Meal toys.
Yeah.
The Miss Piggy.
Me too.
I've got a one in my bathroom you probably saw.
It's probably in my pocket.
Well,
how long do you think it would take for me to steal, like, before you notice I stole something from here?
Probably.
I feel like it would be instant.
Yeah.
instant.
Yeah.
That's why I've never done it.
I'm very noticey. I mean, you told me that you like something and then I just got it for you. So you don't have to steal.
You don't have to steal. That's the message.
Of McDonald's.
Of McDonald's. We'll give you. You don't have to steal.
Seems more like the message is everyone's trying to steal from us. With all these like cops and burglars that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, in McDonaldland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Crime ridden.
They're trying to like make us think that cops are good or something.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree.
A lie. It's all a lie. It's part of the military industrial complex.
What?
McDonald's is complicit.
You've really changed in the past 3 years.
I've been radicalized.
What radicalized you? McDonald's.
Eating McDonald's. Was there something for Filet-O-Fish? Because that's the only thing I ever...
That was Captain Crook.
Oh.
He was Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, yeah, because he's like Captain Hook.
Captain.
Yeah.
I would love... Anyways, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Let's go get some shamrock shakes. Ah, shit, you can't.
I mean, I've got some peppermint extract and probably a green marker I could just let sit in there for a while.
Stir stick.
Should we do Popo of the Week?
Yeah, so sure. You can start with the guest.
Go. No, you guys go, because I got to remember my Popo of the Week.
Jessica, you go.
Alicia, you go.
All right. My Popo, I have probably more than one, but my Popo of the Week is Hank.
Okay.
I love this little guy. He recently bounced his way into a $6,000 vet bill.
Fuck. Let's start a GoFundMe.
Don't worry. I only had to pay for $3,000 of it without a job. But I love this dog. He is, every time I take him to the vet for like anything, they're like, he's got plenty of great years ahead of him. And I just see my bank account balance like dwindling. But when he was healing from his herniated disc in his neck, he was sedated a lot of the time, quite heavily. And he is adorable when he is out of it. And he's so relaxed that he was like, bigger because everything was just so relaxed. So I had like this mid-sized dog in my apartment.
He got bigger.
And yeah, today I just gave him a sedative just because he's driving me crazy. And I loved it. It nice. only lasted like 45 minutes, but it was a nice break because he is back to barking at everybody.
Back to bark.
And he's really like decided that he doesn't like one of the bottle collectors in my neighborhood, who this gentleman will be moving soon. And I feel like it's a perfect crossroad just where Hank's decided he's going to take his shot and try and nip him.
Yeah.
This guy's moving away. Because this man does not pick up on the cues. He's just like, hey, want to chat? Want to keep chatting?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, my dog is very scared of you.
Yeah.
But we could keep chatting, right?
Is he the Popo of the Week? This guy that you're talking about?
He is a Popo.
You need to tell this man that you're actually introverted and he's taking energy away from you and you're going to be drained.
I really do need like that sort of like dog vest that dogs have. It's like the do not approach.
Yeah.
I need a do not approach vest. Because I am also like a people pleaser.
I gotta say, I've never seen anyone talk to so many strangers as when I go on a walk.
And
with
I hate it.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that's not true. I want them to have a good day.
But
like,
also,
I want them to feel like they're being like,
I want you to have a good day.
Yeah. I know that my hoping people have a good day and giving people a good day is very different from what my good day looks like.
Here's the thing, because I'm a recovering people pleaser too. And
I'm not recovering.
You're full. You're in the
throes
of that.
I'm done. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever recover.
Change is possible. Mm. To quote Jarrett, every day is a chance to change. Mm.
What does Mike say?
Mike says, he also, okay, something kind of magical. Mike Macri, former guest from episode 8, I think. We both started rewatching X-Files on the same day without talking about it before.
That's nice.
Like, Magic Mike. That's friendship. That's really nice. Yeah, that is Magic Mike. What was I going to say? People pleasing. The thing you have to realize is that you are a people too.
Yeah.
So please the people in here.
There
my
you
favorite
go.
Tweet in that somebody has become like a meme is like, oh, you're a people pleaser? Name one person that's pleased with you.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's like, I think about it weekly.
But then you take that as a challenge to be like, I will be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't pour from an empty cup, which is something I'm trying to learn.
Well, I'll take all the tips I can get. So Popo of the Week, definitely Hank. Jessica, who's your Popo of the Week?
There's this dog. I've never met her before, but she is the cutest fucking dog I've ever seen in my life. She belongs to this guy I share a practice space with named TJ. And every time he posts a picture of his dog, I feel like lighter. I feel like my jaw unclench. I feel my shoulders relax. She's just a bundle of joy. I think her name is Spider.
Nice.
Oh, wait. I feel like I've...
This is her.
Wow.
Oh, cute.
She's like...
Funky eyes.
Maybe Chihuahua something.
Chihuahua Corgi.
She like shakes her little butt. She doesn't really have a tail. She smiles. She seems smart. She like runs up the stairs on a playground. And since TJ has learned that I love his dog so much, he'll send me videos of her. And I'm like, this is healing me. This Aww. Is therapy. So nice. Thank you to Spider and TJ. One day I'll meet you.
Sorry, Spider.
And I love you.
Yeah. How about I you? Love you too.
You I love Spider. You too.
We yeah. love Spider. Who's your puppo?
In general, it's pigeons, but specifically, there's a brown and white pigeon that's been kind of hanging out in the area where I get coffee and hang out and like have, you know, a snack that I can put some crumbs on the ground. And this one is like absolutely gorgeous. Like, I don't know why, what variant it is of pigeon. I don't think I've ever seen a pigeon that looks like this before. Kind of looks like a caramel swirl Ooh, ice cream, yeah. like that kind Ooh. Of. Really nice brown.
I was thinking latte art.
Yeah, like latte art. Yeah. And it's beautiful. I mean, all the other pigeons must be talking about it. Like, this yeah, is the
everyone's
pigeon.
Everyone's got to fuck is, this pigeon.
Yeah, this is the one we're aspiring to be. We're aspiring to fuck.
Yeah.
Do pigeons fuck? I guess, maybe.
A lot, oh. I think.
How, why haven't They're, I seen it? Are they doing it in private?
So they were cute. Just fucking in front of former guest Sanara Geisler's balcony, and she took a video of it and sent it to me, and then she was like, no one liked this video, and I was like, I love it, it's important to me, it needs to go into like the Smithsonian, it's yeah. magical.
This is conception.
They fuck, and it's like noisy, and they do it a lot.
Really?
Yeah. And I think now's the time, because like they be
where do I gotta go to see this?
Probably any awning,
yeah,
along any major street.
Yeah,
right.
So you don't want to get too there? close.
No,
but
yeah, just close enough though.
Yeah,
be part
yeah.
of the spray.
Do you have like have you been able to like document this beautiful pigeon?
No, it comes and goes.
Because you know. Have like an iPhone 4 or something, right?
Yeah, I've got an iPhone 4a.
Well, I've got a 4b.
Yeah,
and my it's, camera's broken, so we're in the same boat.
Yeah, I've just really got a crush on this pigeon, I gotta say. And somebody was, I read somebody who wrote a whole thing about how beautiful pigeons are. And it's only now that I kind of realize, because they're like the thing that everybody loves about peacocks, pigeons have it. They have yeah, the beautiful colors.
Yeah. yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, I really have been sleeping on pigeons.
It's in these moments where I realize you did not read my book.
No, I read your book.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
I know you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, I've caught you in so many.
Why?
If what? You had read my.
Guys, stop fighting.
What are There's you an essay about pigeons in there.
Yeah, I've read happy. The issue.
What is it about?
It's about pigeons that you like.
And?
Well, I don't remember exactly. It was like 10 years ago I read it.
But the book came out 5 years ago.
It did not come out 5 years ago.
Jesus Christ. It came out in
2020?
2019.
So that's 6 years ago.
Yeah, but also like you got to add in a decade for the whole pandemic because we all lost our fucking minds.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. And I still haven't found mine.
Every time we had to do a podcast over Zoom, that took a year off of our lives.
Yeah.
Sorry, no offense to anyone who was our guest over Zoom. You're all amazing, but it's, oh, when the delay.
It is like someone yeah. opened up my skull and put egg beaters in there.
Yeah.
The liquid egg beaters you can buy in the grocery store. Pigeons are wonderful.
They are.
Also, Graham.
I did too.
Have you ever...
You dare.
Stop fighting. Have you ever listened to Ologies, the podcast Ologies? Oh, yeah.
No.
There's an episode about pigeons that I think you would really like.
Oh,
because,
okay.
Because like you will learn 1 million pigeon facts.
I could also that, just read my book.
Yeah. I mean, you should definitely read Alicia's
read
book.
Read Alicia's book.
But also,
where can people get your book? Can they get it on Amazon?
Oh, look at this pro podcaster.
You can
we
get
don't
it.
Plug Amazon on this podcast.
All the places
okay?
you can still get it are probably places that you... we shouldn't buy from, but it is available to buy online from lots of different places.
Like, say the name of it.
So I wrote about pigeons.
So
and
what?
My friend Graham, I'm not sure he read it.
I did read it.
I don't think you did. But
look, you know me. I can watch a movie and then 2 days later, out yeah, of my head.
That is not true.
That is absolutely true.
All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah. it's called So You're a Little Sad, So What? Graham, if people want to find you.
You can find me at grahamclark.com. It's got all the connections, or Graham Clark was taken on Instagram. And Yeah, thanks for having me,
Graham,
you guys.
Follow Graham on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Follow me on Blue Sky.
He's
I've got
dying
under,
out there.
Just over 800 followers. Hey, so.
Okay,
that's like
better than
700
me.
More than me. Yeah, you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah, I could do better. I aim to do better.
I picked a really bad time to start a GoFundMe because Twitter became, you know, a Nazi hellhole. But everyone go donate to the GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
If we reach our goal, we'll do another episode.
Yeah.
That is our promise to you.
You've got that episode hostage.
Yeah. We've already recorded it and we'll release it.
Yeah.
If we reach our goal.
Otherwise, curtains.
Yeah. Execution style.
Yikes.
But yeah, GoFundMe. I think it's called Help J. Arner Cover Transition Costs. It is really amazing how much everyone has shared and donated. Like it's very overwhelming. Like we can't even really like put into words how grateful we are. And thank you to all the podcast fans and listeners who are also so generous. And I just gotta say, even if you don't have money, share it. Because
there's
only so far.
Send it to your rich friends.
Yes, exactly. And your family. Like there's only so far that Jay and I can reach in our own social circles and those people. So
and also like reach on social media has changed so much over the past 5 years. So
Yeah.
Any sharing is so valuable. It's really shift the algorithm in favor of the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Like I put out an album last year and it's like according to the internet, that is just a thing that happened on one day and then it's done forever. So yeah, algorithms, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Unless they bring it towards the fundraiser, in which case, algorithm, thank you.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, this has been Retail Nightmares, episode 2, 3.
Episode 2.
Episode, season 2, episode 2. The first one we pre-recorded and will be released once the ransom has been met.
Yeah, and it has an amazing guest, the most famous guest we've ever had.
Most famous guest ever.
And they are spilling all the dirty secrets.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Seacrest.
It's Ryan Seacrest.
And Demi Moore.
And Demi Moore.
But those two together.
The two, and Richard Gere.
Richard Gere will also
the
make
the three most famous old white people we could think of. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Another one in the books.